This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And I was telling Jason that at the end of yesterday's broadcast, Nathan, who engineers this broadcast, he assists Jason every once in a while, and Jason is off doing something else. And they, our engineers help each other. They work together and so forth. And I was saying thank you. This was after the broadcast ended. The commercials were playing at the end of the broadcast. And I said, what I usually say, hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You guys did a great job. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll say things like, we've got Gwyneth tomorrow and, so forth. Ricky on Thursday. And, I give them a heads up as to what's going to happen. And I thank them. And it's like 15 seconds because I know they're really busy getting ready for the next broadcast. And so Nathan, who has been with us for years, wonderful man. He's a musician, as is Jason. He said, thanks. I wrote it down. I was so impressed with what he said. I wrote it down. Thank you for bringing content. That's what he said. And it was such a nice compliment. And I was talking about, the book, the unfinished, unpublished, unorganized, not for sale book. I thought that was really just the kindest, nicest thing. And so, thank you, Nathan. I appreciate it. Well, today, in the front of the classroom, from across the ocean, at night, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
Just great. And I was thinking, Gwyneth, that the temperature has dropped dramatically in the last 2 weeks here. What's happened in Australia? Have you seen a temperature change maybe on the upswing?
Not quite yet. It's moved into spring-type weather. I don't think we'll be getting any more frost this year because our farm is sort of up in the hills a little bit. We sometimes get frost, but we never get to the point where the soil's frozen. Do you know what I mean? So there's no permafrost here. Mm-hmm. So, but we will get a surface, what I call a surface frost, mm-hmm. that comes across the surface of the soil and the surface of all the plants. So it might kill some plants, but it will never kill the roots. It doesn't mm-hmm. freeze the soil. I don't think that we'll be getting any more of that sort of weather this year. I think that we are moving into a La Nina weather pattern, which is going to mean drought for you and flooding rains for us. So that's probably going to be happening over the last portion of this year and into early next year. So if you're hoping for a nice, moist summer, I don't think you're going to get it. But I think that we're going to get really unseasonably wet weather here, which is good for us because we live in a semi-arid climate. And I've been busy preparing for this by, you know, I recently, over the last couple of weeks, I know I've written this in emails to you, but I'm not sure if I've told the class, that I hired a bulldozer and a bulldozer driver to go in and redo one of our dams. And that was a really, really big job. And it cost around about $600 Australian, but it was certainly worth it to get a bulldozer and a bulldozer driver in here to do that job, because now that dam wall is about 14 feet high, and when it's full, the water will be about 10 feet deep. And it's across a valley, and so, yeah, it's going to be quite a good, you know, addition to our farm water supply. But the other thing is I had to dig an overflow. If you're going to put in a dam of any type, whether it's what we call in this country a turkey nest dam, where you basically build up a circular or square mound of dirt, and then you have an entry in from overland flow of water, or whether it's a dam across a valley, you must build an overflow into the dam, or, you know, that will take the excess water and channel it away from the dam and down the side of it somewhere, you know, away from the dam wall. Otherwise, when your dam fills, the water is somehow going to find a way out, and if it goes over the top, you're going to lose your dam. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yes, and we call them overflows here. So, class, yep. Think of it like this. Think of it like a measuring cup. And on the measuring cup, you have at one side of it a little spout, so you can pour off whatever's in the measuring cup. So what happens is, think of it like this. Think of the rim of the measuring cup all being at the same height, but you have a little depression, which would be the pouring spout. So what happens, if you were to if you held that measuring cup level, and you started filling that cup up with water, when the water got almost to the top of the rim, it would start pouring out the spout. That's what Gwyneth is talking about. And all of the dams that we have here on our property that make ponds have them. Because if you don't have one, if the pond can overfill the whole wall that supports the water, keeps the water in the pond, will collapse. So you want to, it's also called a little spillway, but we have them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think that's great. So, Gwyneth, what does it cost per hour? Do they charge you by the hour or by the job?
This particular one was by the job, okay? But
okay.
It works out about the same. I think that he's just really good at quoting about how many hours he thinks it will take. For an excavator man of any description, whether it's a bobcat or a bulldozer or, you know, an excavator, which is the cup-type excavator, is the arm that sort of digs in, you can expect to pay between $100 and $200 per hour. And this particular job took between 3 and 4 hours, which means that he got paid approximately $150 per hour. So that's ballpark for what you pay. And you might think that that's a generous, or the class might think, gee, that's a good wage. That's a good pay packet for, you know, that man for that day. But the degree of skill that is required to be a good bulldozer driver is quite considerable. And usually I've found that it's best to hire old bulldozer drivers that have been driving for years because they are going to have the most skill at doing their job. And you've got to take into account that this machinery is expensive. And usually they've had to take out loans to get the machinery. And usually they have to buy an 18-wheeler as well to transport the machinery, because it's pretty big machinery, you know. So, and then they've got the motor vehicle registrations for the machinery, you know, for the 18-wheeler, the trailer, and possibly if the dozer has a registration as well, so that it can be driven on the public roads, then, you know, not all of them do. But yeah, there's, and then you've got the fuel, and then he probably has insurance, liability insurance and such like as well. So, you know, he's probably getting a working man's wage, but there's a lot of expenses there as well. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Right. Absolutely. So,
worth his salt is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and you're right about an older slash more experienced operator, because when you're moving soil, you're doing dirt work, you really need to know about weight, you need to know about hydraulics, you need to know what's level, you need to know how to compact it, you know, depending on what you're trying to do. You know, you can get in a bulldozer and you can push a tree over and you can kill yourself. Or, as you've seen on, you know, the videos on YouTube, people have hired, you know, the guy that cuts the lawn to, oh, yeah, I can take that tree down, sure. And they drop the tree on the house. So there's a lot to it. I mean, you really need to know what you're doing. And you're right. And what we did, Gwyneth, we bought a bulldozer. Actually, it's called a track hoe. And it's a, actually, it would be called a, it's a big bucket on the front, so it's more than just pushes the dirt. This thing has a scoop on the front, so it can push the dirt and it can pick it up. A bulldozer just pushes it around. So we bought one of these things for $3,500. Now, that may seem like a lot of money, or it may seem like a little bit of money. But if you think about it, at $100 an hour, if nothing breaks and fuel were free, that would be 35 hours and it would pay for itself. So less than a week's worth of work and it would pay for itself. But, you know, it was an old machine, and it's like pennies per pound. This thing weighs 25,000 pounds. But it's not going off the farm because we don't have a truck and a trailer that can pull it. I mean, you need a really big truck and a really big trailer to pull it. We have a big trailer, but it certainly can't hold the weight. So this thing is just to, you know, clear fire breaks and to do maintenance, you know, clean up the farm. So if the trees start getting out of control and we need to, the trees want more of the pasture and more of the field, and we decide that no, if they can't have it, we'll just push them back. And that's what this is all about. So $100 an hour, $150 an hour, that's reasonable. Because a new machine, what we have is called a track loader, meaning it's got like a bulldozer track and you can load with it. I guess a new one's probably $100,000. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Day products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Day.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, you know, I've been telling you that prices are going up, class, and quality equipment. You know, chargers and battery chargers and things that tools have doubled in price. Well, I thought a new loader would be a crawler loader would be about $100,000. I was off. You can get a 2019 Caterpillar 953 crawler loader, which is the new model of what we have, $225,000.
Wow.
That's kind of $225,000. And I found the one that we have that we paid $3,500 for. You can buy one on eBay right now. It's called a Cat, as in Caterpillar brand, model 941B. Now, $16,000 for one like ours that we paid $3,500 for. And the interesting thing is, when was it made? This model 941, they were made around 1970. That means 50 years old, pushing dirt around, doing really hard work. So these things have been used for 50 years, this particular model, and they're still available for sale. So that's good, old-fashioned, quality American hardware. Well-made, durable. And I don't know what it cost when it was new 50 years ago, but I'll bet you it wasn't all that much more than $16,000. Well, maybe it was $30,000. I don't know. But prices have gone up, and skills are really, really hard to find. Really hard to find at every level. Frankly, we can't even find people who know how to change the oil properly on a vehicle today. So, Gwyneth, you've got a lot for our class today. Where would you like to start?
Okay. I would love to start with potatoes and apples, but actually I think I ought to start with how things are going down here in Victoria, because I think that's a bit more important. But I would like to get onto, you know, the farm-related stuff later on in the broadcast. But, oh, my gosh, we are at the point, okay, it's very important for the class to understand what I'm saying, what I'm going to be saying in this broadcast, and that I am absolutely not advocating going and burning cities down, okay? But we are at the point where if these people come to your door, you need to actively resist them. You need to, because they need to, okay, I think that there was a fellow and his name was called Alexander Solzhenitsyn, okay, and he wrote a book a number of years ago called The Gulag Archipelago, and we are not here in Victoria in the Gulag Archipelago anymore. You know, looking back, I would say that we've had the Gulag Archipelago for at least the last 25 years here in Victoria. And I first moved to Victoria when I was 17, and now I'm 45. So I've been here for a lot of that time, not all of it, but for a lot of that time. We are now just in the Gulag. It's like it's especially in Melbourne, not so much in country Victoria, because I think that the Victoria police are aware that there are a lot of firearms, both registered and unregistered, hanging around on farms out in the Victorian countryside. That a lot of the farmers did not actually ever get their firearms registered. They knew what was coming down the track, and they decided that they didn't want to be pushed around in that way. And not only that, that the gun registration rules that the government set up were just completely impractical, and they decided at some point that they just weren't going to do it. Now, for that reason, I don't think that their stupid rules will ever be that strictly enforced in the Victorian countryside. Now, that said, I might have projectile firing devices on this farm, but projectile firing devices does not mean firearms. There are other types of projectile firing devices as well. I just thought I'd point that out.
Hold that thought.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe did not reach out to me. I reached out to him and told him that I wanted to do this.
The widow of Republican Senator John McCain, Cindy McCain, discussing why she's chosen to back former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden this November. McCain saying this morning she hopes other Republican women will do the same.
I hope that women particularly take a look at what's going on and the fact that I have stepped forward and decided to do this. I hope they will maybe take a different look and take a harder bigger look at the race and perhaps step over the line the way I did.
The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lying in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court today after passing away at 87 last week. A private ceremony being held for Ginsburg's family, close friends, and members of the court, and a public viewing will then be held until 10 o'clock Eastern tonight. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Intelligence officials reportedly believe that Russian President Vladimir Putin is directing an operation to intervene in the upcoming U.S. election. The Washington Post reporting the CIA has assessed that Putin and other top Russian officials are behind efforts to disparage Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Their efforts are also meant to sow public discord ahead of the November election. Intelligence officers making a similar determination about Putin's direct involvement and plans to disrupt the 2016 election. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher is issuing two executive orders ahead of any decision in the Breonna Taylor shooting case. The first order declares a state of emergency and allows Fisher to hire people to deal with possible unrest in the streets of that city, also allowing him to implement curfews and other restrictions. The second order will ban on-street parking and some parking in some downtown parking garages. Fisher says in a statement he's not sure when Attorney General Daniel Cameron will announce his decision in the case, but it's expected in the next few days. And one of the founding members of the Four Seasons is being remembered after losing a battle with coronavirus. Tommy DeVito was 92. He was behind hits like Big Girls Don't Cry and Sherry. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it.
God, you're
take my when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, let me just take a side detour here for just a second. At the bottom of the hour news, we just heard about the Breonna Taylor's shooting death by the police in Louisville, Kentucky. And the Attorney General is going to make an announcement as to what will be the decision regarding charging the officers who shot dead Breonna Taylor, murdered her. And Louisville right now is being boarded up and it's on lockdown. Literally, buildings are being boarded up in the event that there will be protests, which will, I'm pretty darn sure will escalate into rioting. And why is that? Because The Attorney General has not announced the decision as to what he's going to do regarding the officers that just fired, fired 10 rounds into Breonna Taylor's apartment from outside. Okay?
Wow.
She was a victim. She didn't do anything. Wrong place, wrong time, wrong victim. And so they have boarded up a federal building called the Mazzulli Federal Building in Louisville, you know, plywooded windows. So you know what this means. This means that the Attorney General is not going to pursue this as the villagers would want. So it's probably going to be that the officers who murdered this woman will get off without doing any time. That's what it sounds like to me. And because of that, they are boarding up the city. So instead of investigating, and instead of trying these officers who, you know, with their guns are allowed to murder people, they're boarding up the city. I believe that the violence will be extremely costly in the city of Louisville, in the state of Kentucky, in the country of the United States. I think that's coming, and I think that the government of the city knows darn well what the Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, is going to do. I believe they know what the announcement is. I believe that they know what the fallout is going to be. And they're right. So instead of doing the right thing and bringing these officers who murdered this woman in her apartment, who was doing nothing wrong, instead of charging them, they're going to, I believe, let them get away with murder, and the city will burn. And of course, I'm not advocating it. It's clear as day to me. I don't think I'm wrong on this one either. So,
no.
just one more case of abuse of power and cover-up and circling the wagons by the blue team, also called the black team, which has nothing to do with the color of people's skin. It has to do with the color of the costumes that these people wear. They have gone from tan and beige to black. They wear black costumes now. And I'm not talking about black people. I'm talking about people wearing black costumes that are called police uniforms. That's what I'm talking about. So, Gwyneth, you were talking, did you have any comments on that, or do you want to go on to the visits to one's property by a group of individuals?
Yeah, I would like to make a comment about this Breonna Taylor thing. One of the videos that I came across, all these videos are out there. You just have to go onto YouTube and type in Channel 9 Australia or Sky News Australia, and you'll see these videos that I'm talking about. There's one video where they're saying, the public need to respect the police. And this was because some people have decided that they're going to start fighting back when the popo come for them, instead of just meekly holding up their hands and allowing themselves to be arrested. And so these people, they're now kicking, biting, screaming, hitting, and all the rest of it when the police decide that they want to abduct them instead of meekly allowing themselves to be abducted. And they actually had a senior police officer on. I can't remember who it was. It may have been the New South Wales Police Commissioner or the Deputy Commissioner or whoever it was, saying, "You must respect the police." But what these people are so disconnected from reality, because in the real world, I'm not just talking about the police, I'm talking about generally as well, you can't demand respect from anyone. You have to earn respect in world. People don't just hand out respect willy-nilly. If you are a person who at least tries to do the right thing, who is a man or a woman of your word, who, you know, has some sense of moral justice in your heart and tries to do to other people what you would want them to do to you, then you get respect. Okay? It's like a currency, a spiritual or psychic currency. That's what respect is. You can't demand respect from anyone. Because in the act of demanding respect, you actually destroy the respect that may have been current, you know. So this is something that they don't understand. They're so disconnected. It's so frustrating even to speak to them. They're so low IQ. They don't understand. They don't know the law. They don't know anything about justice. What are they even doing wearing a uniform? No, they don't protect us. They protect tyrants who are oppressing us. And we've got every right to stand up against tyrants who want to oppress us, steal from us, physically hurt us, and murder us, and rob us of our land. You know? It's like this. One of the things that they're going to do here in Victoria is that they're going to have authorized personnel, authorized officers, come to you or your property, and they're going to say, yeah, we've got the right to kidnap you and take you away and lock you in a cage and make you disappear. And there's actually an article in the Australian Spectator, so that's the website is www.spectator.com.au. And it's saying that if they wanted to, this is a product of Daniel Andrews, our state premier. And he said, and in the Spectator, it pointed out that if you wanted to appoint a Hell's Angel Motorcycle Club member to be one of these authorized officers, there would literally be nothing there to stop Daniel Andrews from appointing all the Hells Angels motorcycle gangsters to be authorized officers for the Victorian government. And Vincent, that would not go well. And I can tell you something. If the Hells Angels ever pulled up to this gate and thought that they could take my farm off me, okay, I would meet them at the gate and I would say, you are not coming on and I'm going to defend my property. And I don't know what my chances would be like of succeeding, but at that point it wouldn't really matter because the people who stand up against this type of tyranny are going to be the people who are most likely to survive this type of tyranny. And that's been proven over and over and over and over again throughout history. And one example that the historians point out all the time is the French Resistance during World War II. And I'm going to tell the class something. This is I've heard this more than once from historians, that the segment of the population that had the highest survival rate in Nazi-occupied France during World War II was actually the members of the French Resistance, okay, which might sound counterintuitive, but the people who had the lowest survival rate long-term of any group in occupied France during World War II were actually the Nazi collaborators. And people might say, well, wouldn't it be the Jews? And I said, no, actually it wasn't the Jews. It was the Nazi collaborators had the lowest survival rate because when the Nazis got kicked out of France, people went hunting. And they hunted out these Nazi collaborators, who are generally well known to be Nazi collaborators within their local communities. And they went hunting, and they made use of tree limbs and pieces of rope. And they made use of their fists. They made use of kitchen knives, pitchforks, shovels, spades, picks and hoes to, vent their feelings on these Nazi collaborators. And most of them did not survive. And the only ones that did survive were the likes of George Soros and Henry Kissinger, who were not in France, okay? I think that George Soros came from Hungary, and Henry Kissinger, I'm not sure where he came from, but he came from occupied, Nazi-occupied Europe somewhere. But they were both Nazi collaborators, but the same was true throughout Nazi-occupied Europe. Once the Nazis had their backsides handed to them on a plate at the end of World War II, the local villagers went hunting. And that's just historic, this very, very well documented, because they were hated. And most of them who didn't have the power and the connections to get out of there ended up dead at the end of the war. And there was nobody to help them. And it was especially true of people who wore uniforms. They were more hated than anyone. But even down to the local prostitute who had, Nazi soldiers as her clients, they would tear her, they would drag her out of her house by her hair, and for starters, they would beat her, the woman of the village. The woman of the village would beat her and pin her down and cut her hair off, and she would be utterly ostracized from the female community.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I have a couple comments about what you said. It mentioned the police, and you used five words, and I wrote them down. I think what you said was absolutely brilliant. And here they are. Correct me if I'm wrong. Police. And here are the five words. Protecting tyrants who oppress us. Protecting tyrants who oppress us. That's five words. That's what they do.
Yeah.
And if you want to pare that down to just two words, it's protecting tyrants. That's what they do. So that was one comment. The second comment, you mentioned the French resistance in World War II. So the Nazis occupied and destroyed France, a lot of France, during World War II. And there was a television series that had was very close to real, very close. It was called Combat, C-O-M-B-A-T, exclamation point. It was originally aired between the years of 1962 and 1967, 5 years. And it was about the lives, these horrible experiences that the American Army went through fighting the Nazis in France. And there were many, many episodes that dealt with the French resistance. So these were the villagers. These were the farmers. These were the people who had backbone, who had guts, who were frosted that they were invaded by the Nazis. And so they did what they could to gum up the works and just drive the Nazis crazy by misguiding them, giving them bad information. And yet there were the French who were the Nazi collaborators. Those were the guys who thought, you know what, if we just side with these guys and we play nice with the Nazis, you know, we'll get better treatment. And some did. And there's one episode in Combat, this television series, where there was a doctor. And the doctor was French, and he had a son who was in the American Army. And the son was looking for his father. And he found out that his father was living pretty well. And the reason he discovered was his father was a Nazi informant. He would inform on the French villagers who the Nazis would execute. So the doctor, the collaborator, the informant, the traitor to his own people was found out and was summarily executed by the villagers. And that's what you're talking about. So when you pick sides, you need to think about who you're selling out. And when the tides turn, those people that you've sold out, those people that you have plotted against, those people who you have oppressed, may have their way with you when the tides change. And they may hunt you down, and they may execute you and your family. It's happened over and over and over again throughout the millennia. There's nothing new to this. This isn't a new plan. This has been going on since before 2,000 years ago. There have been traitors, and they have been found out, and they have been dealt with. So the reason I'm mentioning this is, so those of you who are in the government, and those of you who think it's okay to oppress us, tax us, and then when you need more money, tax us some more, and tax us again, and tax us multiple times on the same thing. It's a bad idea. It's a really bad idea to oppress the majority. It's a really bad idea to oppress the villagers. It's a really bad idea to oppress we the people. Because history has proven that, oh, people like short bankers are hung from tall trees. And what I mean by that is there are bankers who steal and have stolen from their customers. And when the customers found out they've been had and stolen from by bankers, they get a piece of rope, they find a tree, and they hang a banker who's short on funds. I'm not talking about short in stature. I'm talking about short in morals. They've been hung from tall trees. That's happened over and over again in history. And we're teaching a history lesson here. We're not giving you a plan of action. We're just telling you this is what's happened in history. And it's going to happen again and again. And so the mayors and the governors and the village leaders who tell you what you're going to do. When the tides change, their health will be in jeopardy by the villagers whom they have oppressed. I'd love to hear your comments when we come back from the break on what I just said. Do you think it was accurate?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think I'm misinformed?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.